So I don't, in the instructional strategy part, I can't speak to. I think, mm-hmm. The educators have the authority and the domain expertise to know what they're doing. What mm-hmm. what I can see from a strategy operations and an execution perspective is that there's alignment, there's coherence, there's consistency, there's intentionality. Those things will move a system. The danger is when, and I'm not saying this is happening in Delaware, so we just make sure that this quote kind of comes out in its totality. Mm-hmm. That, when a bright, shiny object that's a new approach comes along, or a new way of doing it, and people say, oh, let's go there and try that. Oh, let's go over here and try that, right? I think that's really the danger. We're seeing traction with the way that the system is designed right now, that there's intentional coaching. I mean, there's this program, it's called ELLA, the Assistant Secretary for Academic Services or Instruction. I don't know her exact title, but her name's Kathy Kelly. They're doing an incredible job providing access system-wide to training and professional development for reading instruction. And they're also training instructional leaders at the building level. So I think that kind of coherence, right? Everyone's looking at the same thing. Everyone's rowing in the same direction with the same intention, with the same strategy, right? With the diversification that's appropriate, where you have a special education student or you have kids that are struggling for certain reasons. I'm not saying that the instruction is uniform. I'm saying the strategy and the coherence that defines what's happening is a very strong positive element.